Makos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes 1:9. In the previous Mishnah, we said that the witnesses have to be considered if there are one group or two groups. So, and there are two ways that can happen. One is that they testify together, the Bezin accepts it together, they come together, or they just one, you know, two testify and the third blurts in immediately after the first two, Toch HaDedibor. But there's a second issue, which is if they're witnessing the same event, they have to see each other, be able to see each other if they're considered to be one group. And what that means, we'll illustrate here in the Mishnah. It's a little complicated. And the truth is, there's actually a number of shitas how to explain this Mishnah. There's actually different girsos, which have changed the Mishnah a little bit. I'm going to explain it simply according to the Bartanura. It's a simple reading. It's the simplest reading, I think. And therefore, we'll just go with that for the purpose of our learning this Mishnah here. It says, here's the setup. You have two people in a courtyard, let's say. We'll call that Johnny, the murderer, and we'll call his victim Shimon. And then overlooking the courtyard, you have, like a hotel, okay? So people looking out the windows, looking down at the courtyard. In hotel room one, you have our witnesses, Ernie and Bert. And then in hotel room two, you have, looking down at the courtyard, you have Cookie Monster and Grover, okay? So now, down below in the courtyard, besides for Johnny the murderer and Shimon the victim, you have Karen. Karen is giving the hasara. She is telling, you know, Johnny, don't do it, don't do it. If you do it, they're gonna kill you as a murderer. Okay, so that's the setup. So says the Mishnah, Hayushnaim Roen Oso Mechalunze. You have two people who are witnessing Johnny doing his murder from one window. That's Ernie and Bert. Ushnaim Roen Oso Mechalunze. And two other people, Cookie Monster and Grover, are looking out from, you know, the other window, window two from hotel room, the other hotel room. And then the Echad Master Boba Emtza. There's a person down below between the two windows who's giving the Hasra, the warning. That's Karen, telling Johnny not to kill Shimon. So now, assuming that even if the people in room one, Ernie and Bert, cannot see the people in room two, Grover and Cookie Monster, but they can see Karen down below, and Karen can look up and see all of them, or even if one of each of the group, you know, Ernie can see Karen, and Karen can see Ernie, and Cookie Monster can see Karen, and Karen can see Cookie Monster, so then Karen will act as the nexus which will connect two groups, and there'll be like one big group of witnesses. That's what the Mishnah says here, according to the Bar Tanura. Bizman shemiktsasen roen elu es elu. As long as some of them can see some of them, which would mean certainly if Cookie Monster can see Cookie Monster and Ernie can see one another directly, then for sure. But even if they just can't see each other, but Ernie sees Karen and vice versa, and Grover sees Karen and vice versa, for example, then they are going to be connected. So if they are miktsasen roen elu es elu, so then hare elu edus echas. Then, when they come to Bezin, these four characters, Ernie, Bert from window one, and Cookie Monster and Grover from window two, will all be considered one group of four, and subject to the previous rules we said before, that if even one of the four of them become invalidated, it all gets invalidated and the like. But if they aren't united, for example, they couldn't all see Karen, or she couldn't see them, so then there would be two separate groups. Vim lav, hare elu shneki, edios. They're like two considered to be two separate sets of testimony. Lefikach says the mission, therefore, im nimtzes achas mehen zomemes. If it turns out that they're two separate groups because they couldn't all see Karen, let's say they heard Karen say, don't do it, Johnny, and they heard Johnny say, afal pekin, I don't care, I'm doing it anyway, so they know he was bemazed, but they couldn't see Karen, so there's no person that's connecting them to make them one big group. It's two groups of two. So then, if, let's say, Ernie and Bert now become zomemes, meaning the Bezin comes and tries the case, they have Johnny, Ernie and Bert say he did it, and then that's group one of witnesses. And then Grover and Cookie Monster's group two says that Johnny did it, that's group two. And then the Bezin convicts, and they say, yes, Johnny, you're guilty, and we're going to execute you with Saif. And then after the Nigmar Din, they paskin that, in swoops in Batman and Robin, and they say, they're the Mazimen, of course, and they say, no, Ernie and Bert, you couldn't have seen Johnny kill Shimon because at the time and place you claim to have been when that happened, you're with us in Tahiti. You weren't in the hotel. So then, says the Mishnah, who vehe neheragin? Who, which refers to him, the accused, meaning Johnny, he'll be executed because we still have the testimony of the other two, of Grover and Cookie Monster. Their testimony stands. Vehain and the other two Adam Zomen, Ernie and Bert, who were showed to be Adam Zomen by the testimony of Batman and Robin, who came after Nigmar Adin, they will also, the Harugin, they'll also get executed, Ernie and Bert will, because of Kasher Zamam, like they tried to do in getting in trying to get Johnny killed when they themselves couldn't give testimony because they weren't there at the time. Vahashnia, as for the other group, meaning Grover and Cookie Monster, Patura, they're exempt, meaning exempt from execution. Now, if you ask the obvious question, which is, wait a second, why in the world would we think that Grover and Cookie Monster should be executed? They are witnesses to the crime. No one said that they weren't there. The answer is, they're putter even if, after what I told you happened, even that, if they execute Johnny, and then comes in two more witnesses, whether it be Batman and Robin, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, Superman and I don't know, Superman and Superboy, and they say, Grover Cookie Monster, you're with us, you're lying. So since, and this is we've said this before, but the mission's now referring to it inside, since we've already carried out the execution of Johnny, it's too late. And although Grover and Cookie Monster, if they're shown to be Adam Zomen, are terrible people, will not execute them because the pasuk says Kasher Zamam, like they conspired to do to their brother, and not Kasher Asa, like they actually did. They didn't get him, they got him killed. So the point is, the Chiddush of this Shnia Patura, the second group is Patur, means that if after we've killed Johnny as well as the other first set of Adam Zomen, it's too late to kill the second set of Adam Zomen because once Johnny's been killed, we don't kill the Adam Zomen anymore. Fine. Now, on all this, Rabbi Yossi Omer La'olam Ein Haragan, he says, no, you're not going to be killing Ernie and Bert. Excuse me. You're not going to be killing even Johnny. Ad Shiu Pishnei Edev Masrimbo. The whole setup doesn't work, says Rabbi Yossi. We can't have Karen in the middle functioning as the Masra, as the person giving warning. Because the rule is that the witnesses themselves have to give hasra, according to Biosi. They're the ones that have to warn. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, al pi shnayim edim. It says, according to the mouth of two witnesses. So he understands everything that is the mouth has to do, so to speak, in terms of bringing justice to a murderer, has to be done by the witnesses. And there's really two things. There's the testimony, which they have to give with their mouths, but they also have to give the hasra, the warning, which has come from their mouths. So if the witnesses didn't give hasra, they weren't the ones to warn, they can't now lead to an execution, lead to a conviction. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it just won't work. Rabbi Yossi, again, this is based on a pasuk. Halacha doesn't follow him. Halacha would follow the Tanakhama, if you will, meaning that you don't need, you can witness without giving hasra. They will not be connected unless they one member of one group sees one member of the other group, or there's a person in the middle, according to Bartonor anyways. Worth noting that if you have individual people, let's say you have two witnesses, like it's a slightly different case. It's a situation which, let's say, you have one witness in hotel room one and one witness in hotel room two, and they're down looking at the event. So then if they don't see each other, so then they're two separate witnesses that aren't connected. So they testify, they say that they both saw it, but not together, but separately. That's called edus miuchedes, individual testimonies, and that will not combine for a capital case. So for a capital case, you need to have two witnesses who see each other, who see it together. But for dine mamonos, actually edus miuchedes does work. So if one person testifies that Reuven owes Shimon money, and then a different person testifies the same thing, even though they didn't see each other, they didn't find out about it at the same time, they both can confirm, that Reuven admitted to them in a formal way that's believable, that he owed the money, then we would indeed enforce for Dine Mamonos based on Edus Miuchedes, two witnesses who didn't observe the event together. But for capital cases, Edus Miuchedes, we have two witnesses which aren't connected by being able to see each other at the time the event happened. They weren't together when they witnessed it, so that would not be a kas, not be a group, which could lead to conviction. Now, there's one more last part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a davar acher, one other part. The pasuk which says, al pi shnaim edim, on the testimony has been taken from the mouth of the two witnesses, so we understand that it's shalotei sanhedrin shoma'as mipi haturgaman. When the court, the Sanhedrin of 23, is hearing the testimony from the witnesses, they have to hear it directly with their own ears and understand it, meaning they have to understand the language that the witnesses are speaking. We can't have a Turgamon, a translator, be in the middle so that the witnesses are saying something and the translator is then translating into language that the Sanhedrin understands. Cannot do that because it has to be their mouths directly that the Sanhedrin is hearing. The rationale of that is obvious, besides the Pasuk. The Turgamon, the translator, could, you know, alter things slightly, so they wouldn't hear what happened, and of course, and they also then couldn't properly also carry out their interrogations effectively, necessarily. Worth noting, lahalacha, if the Sanhedrin, the Dayanim, could, at least one of them, could understand the witnesses, even if none of them could speak the language back to the witnesses, you need a translator to talk to the witnesses, as long as one of the members of the Sanhedrin could understand what they're saying, that would, yes, be okay, because it has to be from their mouths, but not necessarily to their ears, so to speak. So a translator would be okay if the Sanhedrin has to use a translator to speak back to the witnesses, in order to carry out their drisha and chakira.